Before I go into that, about simplicity and contentment, I want us to hear what Jesus said. Those of us who were at the Bible study, you will remember this. In the book of Mark 7, 14 to 23, and also in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse 11, in the Christian scriptures, Jesus teaches that true defilement comes not from the external things, but from the internal state of a person's heart. And I'm going to quote exactly how he says it in the scripture. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person. So which says that while food or other external things pass through the body, it's the words and actions that reveals one inner character. And those are the true sources of defilement. And then if you look at what was echoed in Mark 7, 14 to 23, where Jesus explains that evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, and slander all originate from within a person. If you don't have thought of killing somebody, just seeing the person, you won't want to harm them. But if you're already nursing that intention for whatever reason, then when you see a person, boom. You see a cat or a dog, boom. Because you don't think they deserve that, or a bird, or even a tree. We've seen kids because they want to bend the tree and all of that. Jesus went further and said, a good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. So a person's action reflects the condition of their heart. Contentment and happiness is a living, present power in each soul. Whereas greed is a living present danger for each soul. The Bible speaks of happiness as a result of a relationship with God, particularly through faith, obedience, and the Holy Spirit. While worldly pleasures may offer temporary joy, true and lasting happiness is found in aligning one's life with God's will and trusting in God's promises. In the book of Galatians 5, 22 to 23, joy, which sometimes we find out, we know, is happiness that is not transactional. Joy comes of its own, not because of, oh, you know, if I do this, this will bring this. No. You can't buy it. It comes of its own. But you have to prepare your mind to receive what is already inside of you. You have to accept it. Happiness is not just a feeling, but a spiritual attribute that grows in each person when you cultivate your relationship with God, which is already inside of you. In Psalm 16, verse 11, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. You see, when you have that thing, then the external, all the outside will come, and all those things you need will come to you effortlessly. For those who have that connection, who have awakened, who become aware, because all of us has it, who become aware of that inner connection, that inner happiness, that is a reflection of the indomitable joy. Even when we face circumstances that are challenging to us, this is what will happen. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That is 1 Thessalonians 5, 16, 18. He didn't say when things are difficult, even that, when you see God in that, and you celebrate, say, Lord, I know if you allow this, it's because something good is coming. I need to learn from this. I need to be empowered by this. Then it doesn't destroy your happiness, your joy. To find joy even in difficult times. And finally, it says, happiness is a choice. It is a choice. Because God created everyone to live in that divine happiness, that joy. But we make choices because of whatever it is that we allow our mind to rule us. And that's why they say we must choose happiness, we must choose joy, even when facing challenges. And this is the book of Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How will you know the day that the Lord has made? The fact that when you go to bed and you wake up, you should be celebrating, doesn't it? Matter what's going to come at you. Because if the Lord doesn't want you to get up, you are not getting up. People have always wondered, why is it that you meet some people? They don't have all the external things, comfort, you know, house, nice car, they can eat 3 meals a day and all of that and all of that. And yet, they are happy. It doesn't mean if you give them all these other things that we think will make us happy, they won't receive it. But why do they do that? It's because they accept that this is where God wants them to be. They rejoice for even being able to witness that. And whatever they can afford, whatever food, then they celebrate that. Simplicity and contentment is the road to true happiness. And I'm going to give us two stories today to drive that point home, other than what the scriptures are saying. Once there was a great saint who wished to build his own ashram. Actually, when I was reflecting on this story, like, sounds like me. I'm not claiming to be great saint, but I wanted us to have our own ashram. So there was a great saint who wished to build his own ashram. For this, he met so many people and had to travel from one place to another. Why? Because he needed to raise the funds. Now, I think I can just sit here. We crowdfunded, right? We have not done that yet. Maybe we will. So during one of his trips, one of his journeys, he met a simple young girl named Momo. Momo welcomed him warmly and requested that, "Oh, come and rest in my little hut for a while." Pleased by her sweet nature, the saint accepted her invitation. So Momo served the saint delicious food, you know, cooked food with her own hands. Not all the Momos I know can cook. So for the saint to rest, he made sure he had a blanket on a raised platform. But what did she do herself? She put a straw mat on the floor and slept. As soon as Momo lay down, she fell into a peaceful sleep. Her expression showed she was in deep, blissful rest. On the other hand, the saint couldn't sleep on the blanket with the platform wood, because he was used to sleeping on silly orthopedic bed. That his disciples and followers had given him. The whole night kept wondering how this little girl Momo could sleep so peacefully in such a hard surface, just on a straw mat on the floor. Those of you who've never lived like that, you may not know what I'm talking about. But if you've lived when we're growing up, just put something on the floor and you go to bed. It doesn't mean we don't want to sleep on a silly orthopedic bed mattress. At dawn, when the young woman wakes up, the saint asks her, "How could you sleep so peacefully on this hard floor?" She replies simply and humbly, "Dear beloved teacher," said, "to me, this little hut feels as grand as a palace." Now we're getting this, it's all inside the mind. "If I get even one meal a day, I consider myself fortunate. After a day of honest work, working hard, when I lie down on this floor, it feels like I'm resting in my mother's lap or on a silly orthopedic bed. I sleep peacefully while reflecting on my good deeds. I don't even feel that I'm sleeping on a hard surface. Hearing this, as the saint prepared to leave, Omo ran to the saint and asked, "Dear beloved saint, may I accompany you to collect donations for the ashram?" Remember, that's why he's traveling all around. Otherwise, he would have stayed where he is, sleeping on his cushy, cushy bed. Then the saint gently replied, "Oh, my dear child, the wisdom you gave me today has shown me where true peace lies. I no longer wish to build an ashram." Saying this, the saint returned to the land where he normally stays, took all the money he has raised, and distributed all that money among the poor, and built himself a humble hut where he lived in peace. Now we get this. Now comes on the inside. To wrap this up, it's been a long time we gave two stories. Hopefully, all of you will remember these stories, at least one of them. Not too long in the past, there lived three brothers in a village named Sam, Tom, and Ben. And they live in a small cottage. They were honest, hard workers. They were able to earn just enough money to live a decent life. Even though they lived a decent life, they were unhappy. They felt that they need something more to live even a happier life. One day, while they were returning home from the forest, they saw an old woman carrying a big sack on her back. When the brothers saw her, they felt compassion. They approached her and offered to carry that sack all the way to her home. They didn't know how far the lady lived. Some of us, sometimes we forget that whatever we've been praying for is right around the corner, is to be fulfilled, but we've lost hope. And sometimes we make commitment and say, "Oh, I'll do this for you," but you don't know the depth of what they need. So you need to really know. But if you are happy and content, it wouldn't matter, will it? Because you know God will come true. So the old woman smiled and thanked them for offering to help her. The brothers took turns in carrying that sack, and at last, after walking a long way, they reached the woman's home. As the brothers were going to turn around and leave, the old woman said, "I am very thankful to you, brothers, for your kindness, and I want to give you something as a reward. Please ask for anything." It always reminds me of the story in the Bible about Lot, the three strangers that came into town. He didn't know they were angels, but he welcomed them to come and stay in his house. And because of that, he was blessed. They came to destroy that village, but because Lot was God, he said, "Okay, you need to live because this is going to happen." I remember they always say, always be kind to people because you don't know. One of them might be an angel. It might even be Jesus. So these brothers were kind to the old woman. So the brothers were actually surprised. This old man said, ask for anything. And because they were surprised, the old woman saw the look on their face and said, oh, don't you worry. I know what I'm talking about. I have magical powers and can fulfill any wish that you ask for. The brother sort of hesitated. Is this woman jacking their chain or what? But then together they all said, we are not happy. Remember, they make this sound like, but the woman said, ask for anything. Say, we are not happy. Okay. The old woman said that she will grant one wish each, and they can ask for what they think will make them happy. So the brother thought for a while and then stated their wishes. Sam said, I want a big mansion with plenty of servants to work for me. Tom said, I want a big farm with good harvest. This way I could be rich and could live without a worry. At last, Benjamin. We all remember Joseph's little brother, Benjamin. Ben said, I want a beautiful wife who will greet me daily when I return from work. It will light up my day and I will be happy. The old woman said, okay, go home with God's blessing in peace. Each of you, you'll find exactly what you wish for. Nevertheless, they thanked the old woman and took leave. I'm sure on the way home, they were like, yeah, right. You know, I've just been gifted and now I'm ghosted. But on getting back to their house, returning home, they saw that everything has changed. There was a big mansion at some distance. There was a big farm. Just a beautiful girl approached Ben. The brothers were filled with joy at the turn of events and thanked their luck and soon adapted to their new lifestyles. Days passed and soon a year was over. With time, like anything else, things changed for them. And they did not find happiness in things they wished for. Tom didn't like his mansion anymore, probably because it takes a lot to maintain it. And they don't manage all those servants and all of that. No, it was Sam that didn't like the mansion anymore. Tom didn't want to walk in the fields, you know. And Ben no longer found any joy in her wife's company. They were all unhappy again. One day, the brothers meet up and talked about it. They decided to visit the old woman and seek her help. On meeting her, brothers said, even after getting what we wish for, we are still unhappy. Please tell us how we can be happy. The old woman smiled and replied, no happiness can last without one very important thing. Being content with what you have. Because even if you have all the worldly pleasure and wishes granted you, but if you are not content or satisfied with what you have, then you can never be happy. Because earlier on, you guys were happy. You just don't realize it. But you were never content. So because they could not, you know, if they are not content, they saw that they were not happy. But if they look at their situation, you are able to meet all your needs. You can, you know. So if any of us were happy but never really content or satisfied, boredom and misery overcomes, because that's what did to the brother. And they became sad again. Only if you learn to be content can you truly enjoy the bliss of happiness. The brothers now realize their mistake. They realize that how lucky they had been to have which they had once wished for. They thanked the old lady and went back home. Now Sam was grateful for being an owner of mansion and started taking good care of it. Tom began to work on his fields, and Ben learned to appreciate his wife and her devotion towards him. Thus they live happily again. You cannot give what you don't have. Even if God give you the whole world, you will still not be happy and content. You will find fault. But if you are grateful for what you have, then if God answers your prayer, you will even celebrate more. Do we understand? May we always live a life of peace, happiness, and content. Amen.